Let's all stand up this beautiful morning and sing our opening song, reminding us always that you are magnificent. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Yes. We're to remind you of your magnificence, to help you awake to all the wonder that you are. And you are full of the wonderment of God. We long to show you all the joy you're worthy of. We're here to remind you how much you're truly loved. And just think about being loved by the highest energy of all, straight from spirit. We're here to remind you of your magnificence, to help you awake to all the wonder that you are. And you are so full of all wonder. You've come to show you all the joy you're worthy of. We're here to remind you how much you're truly loved. And just breathe that in, how much you are truly loved. All right, give yourself a round of applause this morning. We're going to slow it down a little bit with a little Amazing Grace to remember just how grateful and God's grace is. It's, you don't pay anything for it. It's already yours.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, oh, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to sing, and grace when I first believed. Though many dangers, toils, and snares I have already passed, 'tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and freedom that will last. Go do it one more time. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. Nobody but me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
All right, give yourself a round of applause. Good morning, everyone. Everybody ready to go to the dance? Or into the Sweet 16 dance?
16 what?
Oh, the, honey, the big basketball thing. I gotta watch out for my Dukes.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm Reverend Glenda Davis, and I would like to welcome you to the Spiritual Enrichment Center of Dothan for this hour of remembering and celebrating the truth of who we really are. We are really happy that you are here today with us. It's nice to have Peter back from his travels and the Powells from OP. Very nice to have you back again. And we have some new folks. Would Tammy and Mike, would you like to introduce yourselves for us, please?
I'm Mike Farr.
And I'm Tammy Farr.
And how did you find us?
Rick McCommon, actually.
Great. Excellent. Well, welcome. We're glad you're here. And Sharon has a visitor's pack for you. And we also have a little card on the back of one of the chairs in front of you that has a place that you can fill out your information, and we'll include you on the mailing list. And Rick is here. Your name was just spoken. Yes. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you all on setting your clocks ahead. I know this is a very difficult time to do, and I can see some people didn't do it yet, so that's okay, too. So I'm very happy you're here, and we have a few more announcements that Marvin's going to make.
Just a few. We're all glad to see spring is back. I can put away my long pants, my jeans, and my socks for several months. Let's see. Thank you for our musical team, Desi, Kevin, Jim, and Dee. And Carl, who is managing our board back there, and Jenny.
Yeah, new volunteer.
Occasionally, my brain can't keep up with my mouth. And, so, and thanks for Jenny, who is in training. We appreciate that. CDs of today's service are available for $5, or you can go online to secdothan.org and download an MP3 format so you can play it on your whatever. We will be receiving new members on Easter Sunday. If you're interested in membership, we have some application forms over there just on the other side of that wall. If you are already in line for that, please meet with Glenda in the children's room after the service for a question and answer period. Or anybody else who wants some answers, right? No Newtonian physics or anything like that. But okay, with Easter coming in only 3 weeks, we're beginning the sale of our Easter lilies. Renee and Diane Moon will be managing that operation. Are they here? Yes, there is. There's Renee back there. So we have a sign-up sheet over there near the sink. You can sign up and put some money in the envelope. They will be purchased with your name on it. You can either take them home or leave them here, and our gardening angels will plant them somewhere here on the property. Speaking of the property, as you know, we have a bank next door, and they're not doing much business on Sunday morning, so it's never a problem. But there may be other times when we're doing something when the bank is open. So in those times, please park on our property over here. And one absolute no-no is don't drive over the curbing out there to go from one place to another. There are some embedded sprinkler heads there that kind of get a little crushed. Easter Sunday, we're having a brunch at 10 o'clock before the service. We'll have pancakes and other goodies. Jack Pennington and I will be flipping the pancakes and the egg beaters, so please put that on your calendar and don't eat breakfast that morning. This being the third week of the month, you know what happens Thursday, right?
Mission
feeding, yes, that is Thursday afternoon or evening at 5. We serve the meal at 5:30, and we're usually finished and gone by 6. So it doesn't take much time, if you don't count the time you're putting the dish together. Everyone is invited to join us. If you'd like more information, see John Garner, who is in absentia today, I guess, and as well as Diane Moon. So in their absence, if you will see me, if you have any interest in this, and I will pass it on to them. We have a new volunteer team organizing our Gardening Angels, headed by our lovely Jerry Rippey, who I failed to note in our thanks as being our platform assistant. She's serving double duty. Actually, she does a lot more than that, too. But this... Pardon? And she's also board president, but there's not a lot of work to that. She learned how to delegate early in her life, so...
I know this.
Okay, the Gardening Angels would be responsible for things like planting flowers, maintaining flower beds, spreading out pine straw, you name it. But it does not include mowing, since we have a paid person to do that. If you're interested in contributing your gardening talents, please check with Jerry. Let's see, I think that's about it. Did I miss anything? Or anybody? Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to do our affirmations now. They are printed on your yellow insert, which we invite you to take home with you. The rest of it we can recycle, but this you can take home with you. It has your affirmations on the back and reminder of things coming up on the front. So let's start with our Christ consciousness affirmation. The Christ level of consciousness is the only presence and power in the spiritual enrichment center and in my life. All else gently and easily falls away. Because infinite intelligence is within me and is mine now, I am compelled to recognize my greater good. There is transcendence coordinating, unifying, and causing all experiences in my life to blend into its unity. Over all, in all, and through all is the inevitable seed of perfection, which proclaims itself in all my relationships as harmony, joy, and love. I know that every aspect of my body corresponds to the radiant perfection of the living spirit. I let go of what I think is right, and I'm now open to what God knows is right for me, and so it is.
Our spiritual readings this morning will be read by Bill reading the Daily Word and Jackie reading the Science of Mind magazine.
God is with me wherever I go. I feel safe and secure. Children who are afraid of the dark seek reassurance from a parent or loved one. Once the light is on and loving arms are enfolding them, they feel safe and secure. The same is true for us. When we feel surrounded by darkness, that there is no one to whom we can turn, we can seek then, find reassurance from the divine. God is there with us. God is always with us. The darkness of doubt is quickly dispelled by the all-illuminating light of God when we affirm, the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us. God's light has the power to transform any challenge into an opportunity for growth. We know we have nothing to fear. Divine presence is with us and within us wherever we go. We are safe and secure. And then Psalms 18:31. Who is a rock besides our God?
Peace is the eternal presence within. For every minute you are angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness. Ralph Waldo Emerson. And from The Science of Mind. In the great calm of all good, I rest in peace and security. My life is now reflecting the perfect whole. I am peace. I am calm. Peace is not something that we have to get or attain. It is inherently who we are. Whatever we want to perceive in this world, harmony, justice, truth, we need to cultivate it first in ourselves. We live in the ever-givingness of spirit. It is the reality of existence, the eternal presence within. If we want to experience deep abiding tranquility, we will not find it by clinging to anger, fear, or judgment. In the same way, we cannot expect our country to live in peace if we personally have an inner war raging. Demanding fairness is incongruent if we are putting ourselves down. If we say one thing and do another, we are out of integrity. We must be willing to honestly look at ourselves. It begins at home by releasing thoughts of difference and bias in order to more fully nurture the divine qualities that we are built from. By fostering an environment of self-love, we find equanimity, a greater acceptance. Then, even in the midst of chaos, compassion and forgiveness become natural responses. The external situation may shift or remain the same. Either way, we now have a new relationship with it. By living from these sacred attributes, we promote an integration of the mind, heart, body, and spirit. We live from wholeness. When we give peace, we see that we already have it. We have not come here to play small. We have great things to be and do. Be that peace. Affirmation: opening to the infinite sea of calm, peace radiates from my being. It's integration, by the way.
And now please join us in singing Surely the Presence, which is printed on the screen and in your bulletin. And surely the presence of God, our good, is right here in this place within us where we commune with the divine, this place all around us where we connect with each other and salute and recognize the divinity in each person. We are so blessed to have this opportunity right here this morning to recognize that presence and that power actively at work in our lives as our health, our wholeness, our harmony and peace, as our total well-being. We turn our attention and focus to God, the indwelling presence of good within us, as our hope for all good in this moment and in all times to come. Let's sit together now in silence in that wonderful opportunity to be present with God right now. Yes, surely the presence of our good, God, is right here and right now with us. As always, it is with us. We give thanks for our opportunity to be here, and we also honor all traditions as they gather in their personal and sacred ways, whether they gather in temples, cathedrals, sanctuaries,
mosques, synagogues, Native American altars, home altars out in nature, wherever people gather to recognize that indwelling presence of the divine, we honor them, we salute and support them. And now let us look at our bulletin or on the screen and say together our opening prayer. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent.
We come together.
I am.
We come together.
I am.
Deep love.
Our message this morning is titled Humanity's Rediscovery and will be given by our spiritual director, Reverend Glenda Davis.